This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Few more minutes left, folks. If you want a feedback regarding that 45%, 0878898899 is the number to WhatsApp us on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. On to our final story of the day, and with it being Halloween, we thought we'd have a bit of fun, kind of, and give you a bit of a spooky story.
It's my second favorite day of the year. The first favorite day is my birthday, just saying. Anyway, not the point. MIT Media Lab will let the internet control a human's actions for one Halloween evening this year. It is an excitingly creepy way for you to celebrate Halloween if parties or candy or costumes are not your thing. So you'll be able to work with other users to control one person's actions for an evening. And this is a project by MIT Media Lab called BEME. So B-E-E-M-E. And it's built as a web-based social experiment. So the idea behind this is that they've hired an actor. They've hired a person who's willing to kind of carry out,
that
you know,
poor
these actions. And starting on Halloween at 11 p.m., it says ET here. I'm not quite sure what time that translates to here in Malaysia, but, you know, we can Google it later. But it says people can log on to the BME website and start suggesting and then voting on what action the actor should take next, like opening a door or entering a room. Naturally, commands that would endanger the well-being, privacy, or dignity of the actor will not be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. But the other thing that is important is that what you will be able to do is that you'll be able to hear and see everything this person does as if you are inside that person's mind. So it's not just about controlling a person, but it's about essentially experiencing what it is like to no longer have free will.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
As the outlandish narrative that the MIT researchers have crafted around this social experiment, they've said, like, the human being has given up his free will and agency over to a group of humans in order to defeat an evil artificial intelligence program.
The goodness in me wants this to end well. But the skeptic in me thinks a bunch of people on the internet controlling a poor human being is going to end badly.
The thing is that this is not the first time that the internet has been used to control a specific thing by multiple people. So Twitch, for example, there was a really that's kind of like a gaming streaming platform for people who don't know. And there was a very popular series on it that was called Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Right.
In which basically you had someone who had a game of Pokemon and took kind of instructions from the internet. And then I think the game was completed within 16 days, which frankly is faster than I've ever completed a Pokemon game by myself. So, you know, it's not the first time, and it also went well. Like, there was, even though there were people who kind of would try to go in the wrong direction or something, more people than not tried to do the right thing.
Because they wanted to win. And
yes.
Okay.
But this is quite interesting because there's no real kind of guidance for this. It's just about, you know, they've tweeted from @BME_MIT, their Twitter account. On the night of Halloween, the most scary thing will be giving up your free will, your agency, your persona. The absence of oneself is pure absolute terror.
That sounds like me on most Friday nights, though, to be fair.
I love it.
Go on, off.
They say here that they, you know, the whole reason they're doing this is to collect data to see whether people are capable of making another person do what, you know, get from point A to point B, basically, and how well they can execute those commands and stuff. I don't know. It seems like they can also collect data on, you know, how people would behave if they had control over another person.
Yeah.
Right,
which maybe is something that they don't want to say because that's maybe not the point of their study. But yeah. Yeah, if they could, even if they had the stuff that they filtered out, like the commands that didn't make it to this actor, it'll be a disturbing study.
Mm. I think it'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, it will.
Just to see how, you know, what kind of directions they're going to take this person in and what they're going to make him or her do and how. Is there a point, though, where this actor says, you know what, you guys, enough. Stop doing that. I do not want to slap myself around the face anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to crouch down and stand up and crouch down and stand up anymore. You know, because this is the thing, if you get enough people on, you know, what was it? Trainee McTrainface. I keep going back to this. You know, enough people on the internet with the same idea. 4chan gets a hold of this and that's it. The entire project is done.
If you guys want to see the project happen, you know, for yourself, you can actually head over to their website as well. Again, it's BEME, so B-E-E-M-E. Just Google it. And also, it's happening tomorrow at 11 a.m.
There we go.
So I'm probably going to just have a quick look and see all all the shenanigans this person's going to get up to.
Wonderful stuff. Great show today. We've had some really interesting stories today. Of course, we did start off with that story.
Yeah, we started off with the story about the survey that Monster.com did for their hashtag I Made the Switch campaign, looking at switching careers across Southeast Asia, where they say 45% of Malaysians would like to make a career switch for the desire for a better salary and financial stability.
Then we moved on to a story about how it's plastic, it's edible, it could be a very big deal. Algotech is an algae-based plastic that's 100% sustainable and biodegradable. More info on that, you can just Google it, Algotech, A-L-G-O-T-E-K.
Then we spoke about how Malaysia might be prime for the new video and film industry. It's about time. It's like about time that we do something
Let's
like this.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then we talked about the absence of free will, not ours, but certain actors, part of the MIT Media Lab social experiment called BEEE-Me.
That's all the time we have for today, but don't go anywhere. As usual, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. They spoke to the Deputy Minister about the Ministry's recent initiatives and top priorities moving forward, especially in the face of budget cuts. They also discussed the challenges ahead and benchmarks for success. It was YB Stephen Sim, the Deputy Minister for Youth and Sports. But as I said at the top of the show, we have a giveaway today. It's set to be a week of giving because we have an exclusive giveaway for you, courtesy of U-Mobile. If you don't already know, Urbanscapes 2018 is upon us this November, and as part of that, U-Mobile is presenting Groovember. See, I said it right this time. A month of unlimited grooves in November. Hi, see what they did there? Very smart. So under the Groovember umbrella, U-Mobile will feature Unlimited Grooves Festival, essentially a unique festival that sits within Urbanscapes 2018 and will be held on Saturday, the 10th of November at the Chin Woo Stadium here in KL, featuring North London alt-rock band Wolf Alice, Brooklyn-based art-rock band Unit Bodega, South Korean pop-rock band Seeso Neon, Bangkok-based singer-songwriter, a whole bunch of them. Anyway, enough of that. We're giving you the chance to win exclusive tickets to this special Unlimited Grooves Festival. And it's really easy to win, guys. All you have to do is be the first person through to WhatsApp us right now on 018-789-8899 with your full name and your IC number. The first person through will win two exclusive Unlimited Groove Festival passes. And go! Right, here's a taste of what's in store at the Unlimited Grooves Festival. This is Bodega with How Did This Happen? You're listening to BizBytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.